two parables of selfishness. Exposition of Luke 14, 7 through 14, by Robert C. Newman. In trying to talk to others about Jesus, we often find that we have a hard time getting them to see sin for what it really is. They have a problem of visualizing sin. Part of the problem is that we ourselves have trouble seeing sin as God sees it. But Jesus, attending a banquet, provided the guests with two powerful parables that do just that. That's what we want to look at now. First of all, the parable of the banquet seats in Luke chapter 14, verses 7 through 11. That part goes like this, NIV. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this man your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. If we think about the story in this parable, Jesus gives this parable in the form of advice to banquet guests. It looks like this. Don't take the honored place at a banquet. And you might raise a question. They probably raise the question, why not? And Jesus' answer, if someone more honored than you was invited, you will lose your place and be shamed before all. Instead, take the lowest place. You might ask, why? And Jesus' answer, if you're not the least honored person invited, the host may have you move up, and you'll be honored before all. Well, what's the meaning of this parable? It looks at first like Jesus is stooping to the level of sinners, giving them some scheming advice on how to get ahead, if you like. But, being egotists that we are, even though this is good advice to avoid shame, we probably won't take it for fear that we'll be left to eat the meal in the lowest spot. This is a vivid picture of human nature, and not just about seats at a banquet, but about all sorts of things that we tend to do in life. We so want to be first that we're willing to take a chance on being shamed in order to get our share, or more than our share. As Christians, God doesn't want us to live this way. It denies that we love our neighbor as ourselves, and reveals that we really love ourselves quite a bit more. It denies that we really believe in God, who, after all, is characterized as one who puts down the proud and raises up the humble. In fact, for believers, doing something like putting ourselves forward is just asking God to put us down, and he sometimes will. But if we will just ask God to change us so that we're naturally no longer selfish like this, we will be taking one of the biggest steps we possibly can to be more like Jesus. So that's a quick tour of the parable of the banquet seats. The second parable here is the parable of the invitations, and that's found in Luke 14, 12 through 14, so the next three verses. Looks like this, NIV again. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. So again, the story. Jesus now turns to the host and gives this parable in the form of advice to him. Don't invite your friends, relatives, or rich neighbors. Why not? Well, they will pay you back. Say, that's bad. Well, there's something much better. Instead, invite the poor, crippled, lame, and blind. That is, invite the outsiders. Why? They can't pay you back. That's better? Yes, it is. Why is that? Because God will pay you back. though perhaps he will not pay you back till the resurrection. Well, what's the meaning of all this? This all also looks like Jesus is stooping to give us a scheme. If you really want to pay back, do this. But again, this is a vivid picture of human nature. Not just about who we invite to our parties, but about all our actions. Do all our actions show that if we do something good, we want a quick return? That we want somebody to notice? We want to do favors to those who will make it worth our while? Well, it certainly is strange and unnatural to invite outcasts like this, but it shows by our actions that we believe they are worth something too, and they are. It shows that we believe this life is not all there is, and it isn't all there is. It shows that we believe in God and are willing to trust Him with our time and money. Well, that's the parable of the invitations. So, conclusions. Which side do we come down on here? If our actions are indistinguishable from those of unbelievers, we're trying to get that better place in the banquet. We are inviting people that will do us good in the short run. We are either demonstrating that we aren't really Christians at all, or that our selfishness has such a strong hold on us that we can hardly expect unbelievers to take our Christianity seriously. We as Christians can have a powerful testimony to those around us to the degree that we are different in significant and God-honoring ways. Here we see two such ways in these parables, both related to rejecting selfishness and putting ourselves in God's hands. We first see in the first parable that we are to be unselfish and humble. Don't always be looking out for yourself. We should not always be looking out for ourselves. Instead, we are to look out for God and others. And let God look out for you. Let God look out for ourselves. Huh? Second parable, we are to be unselfish and compassionate. We are to ask the Lord to help us care for others, care for those that others don't care for. Well, that's our suggestion here on this parable, in these two parables. That's the end of our discussion. It really boils down to the golden rule, if you like. Treat others as you would like to be treated. But it gives us a strong rationale for that. It reminds us that God cares about these things very much, and He wants us to be like Himself, and it helps us to see that we really need some fundamental changes inside if we're going to be anything like that. Well, thanks for joining us in thinking about this parable. May the Lord help you in your service for Him.